I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The crowd cheering on the runners in today's Boston Marathon. As you can imagine, for people who live in Boston, that's a great sound to hear after what's been a very emotional year for the city. Today, the focus was back on the race itself. Eritrean-American Meb Keflezighi became the first American man to win in Boston since 1983, and he did so while wearing a bib inscribed with the names of those who died near the finish line a year ago. The World's Matthew Bell was in downtown Boston as the runners came in. He says despite tight security, a lot of people turned out to watch the race.
It was a huge turnout, Marco, and thankfully the weather demons of New England took the day off, and it was just a beautiful day from early this morning. Crowds starting to come out and getting their places along Boylston Street, where the runners come in through a chute and make their way to the finish line. The mood generally was really celebratory. People were in a great mood.
Yeah, so turnout pretty good in part because of this glorious weather we got today. How packed did it look out there on the course?
I made my way down Boylston Street to the finish line about an hour or so before the first runners were going to cross the line. And even then, it was sort of shoulder to shoulder, and it was hard to even get up toward that grandstand area where all the sort of VIPs sit and where people cross the finish line itself. The whole way was lined with people. There are a lot more runners this year, too, than usual. There were 36,000 participants. I guess that was about 9,000 more than usual. There were some changes, too, because they told what they call bandits, people that didn't have an official number, not to join in the race. So it had a little bit of a different feel.
You talked about the celebratory mood among the crowd, among the spectators. If you had to kind of parse that celebratory mood out, more one of jubilance or of defiance?
I mean, I guess it was a little bit of both. You know, as I chatted with people, I talked to one gentleman actually from Beijing, and he also has an apartment here and has lived here for several years in Boston. He was out there to cheer on his daughter, who was running her second marathon, and he told me a story about how last year, when the bombs went off, his daughter had just run past him toward the finish line. He was on his way back to his apartment. He heard the bombs, and then he was amazed to see crowds of people all running toward the explosions. He was worried because his daughter had just passed him. The phones weren't working. So he made his way back to the scene. He reconnected with his daughter and said, you know, it was a really scary moment, but then things turned out to be okay. He told me that it's really important to be out here. It's really important for us to be showing our support. It seemed like every other person, you know, Marco, had a Boston Strong hat or shirt and was just really getting into it and cheering every single participant as they came down Boylston Street.
We've been hearing a lot about security for today. When you're actually on the ground next to the marathon course, what did that security look like?
I've never seen security like this in the streets of Boston. The only thing remotely comparable is when the Democratic Party convention was held here in 2004. And that kind of security, you know, was in the venue, in the Boston Garden. This was very serious security out on the streets. It wasn't so oppressive that people couldn't sort of have fun and move around, but unmistakably, you could see lots of police officers on foot, on bikes, on vehicles. There were clearly plain clothes people out and about. You could see SWAT team members. Security just seemed to be at the highest level you could kind of imagine it for a public event like this.
Now, I was hearing on the radio this morning all the warnings, don't bring personal belongings, only in clear plastic bags, no backpacks, no coolers. I mean, you're down there as a reporter. You've got gear. How did you handle it?
Yeah, they were pretty serious about that. They were serious about the flow and where people could and could not go. Marco, I made the mistake this morning of stepping out of the hotel where they have the press center. It was soon after 6 o'clock. I mean, there weren't many people really gathering down there, but I kind of walked toward the finish line and was immediately stopped because I had my backpack on with my recording gear in it. And a police officer said, hey, you should know better. You know, no backpacks at all on the street today. So I got rid of that and then just walked around with my iPhone and my tape recorder in my hand and traveled light. And so did everybody else.
Was there any talk, Matthew, at all this weekend or today, or even chatter of the Tsarnaev brothers, the alleged perpetrators of last year's bombings?
I think, Marco, the anniversary, of course, there've been stories in the news media and that people have kind of become familiar again with that case that the younger brother is facing now to sort of check in and see see what's happening with that. But in general, absolutely not. You know, you down at the race, and you just, I just didn't hear any talk about that at all. And people just seem to be, like I said, in a fantastic mood and just really determined to have a good time and to have this thing go off well.
There was Matthew Bell in downtown Boston near the finish line of the Boston Marathon today. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome, Marco.